If you can't get enough of the Mixing Music Podcast and want three times the amount of episodes every week, subscribe to our exclusive content for only $4 a month or $40 a year at mixingmusicpodcast.com/exclusive. Happy mixing, my friends, and enjoy the show.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
One, 2, 3.
Hello and welcome back to the Mixing Music Podcast. I'm your host, DK, and we have a wonderful episode. We actually already recorded an episode. Me and a couple of the interns and Nels, the producer, my producer friend, we were hanging out in the studio. We said, let's record an episode, but it was so ridiculous that we're going to release it as a bonus episode. You can check that episode out. We actually filmed it, but the camera pooped out halfway through, and it was really ridiculous. It was really fun. So we're just going to release it as a bonus episode. But anyway, today I actually wanted to talk about some of the plugins that I got this winter season, this Black Friday, Cyber Monday kind of stuff. I know everybody's been going crazy with their plugins. I got a couple new plugins, and I've been using them, and I really like them. And one of them actually replaced some of my... I don't really use templates, but replace some of my usual session plugins. So one of them, actually, I'm going to give a shout out to Baby Audio. Baby Audio has just, I think, like 4 plugins and then a couple free ones. The Super VHS, the Comeback Kid, which is a delay. Super VHS is really cool, like lo-fi adds like distortion, reverb, chorus, things of that nature, and it's actually a really cool plugin for that lo-fi sound. And they have a couple others, like a parallel compressor, the iHeart New York parallel compressor, and another compressor type thing. Actually has a lot of, I forgot what it's called, I can't say it off the top of my head, but it's really awesome. I actually really like that company. And the Comeback Kid, the delay, it's got a lot of options, and it has replaced I've been using it the most. That is my most used delay now, and it's been amazing, and it's awesome. There's like a built-in sidechain kind of feature that doesn't go off of the signal being received from the sidechain input, but just the signal being received on the main input. And it's actually incredible and works great, and there's a lot of options. You can give it sauce and stuff and add some reverb to it all in the same delay plugin. It's quite awesome. I really recommend that. Let's see, what else did I get this winter season? I got a bunch more Waves stuff, but it's Waves, so nobody really cares. But the One Knob series, I finally got the One Knob series, and that actually, it's kind of interesting. They're really simple, and to be honest, I actually been using some of them quite often because it's so simple, and it's a lot of fun. Maybe I'm just trying to use new plugins that I got. I don't even know why I got the One Knob plugins, but... yeah, it's been really great. Let's see, what else? I've been using different... this is actually really random. Everybody has the CLA Vintage Compressor Waves plugins, but I never have until now. I finally got them, and it sounds great. They sound great, fine. I really like, I've been using the Purple Audio, the MC77 on Plug It Alliance. That 1176 has got some character. And the UA 1176 has got some character. The CLA 76 has got some character too, but it's actually kind of different from everything else. I actually really like the way it sounds, and it offers something unique. Also, I have been doing a lot of mixes this year. As some of you may have heard, if you follow me on Twitter at DK Mixes or on Instagram, you'll find that I have been going crazy this year, and 2020 has been my year. I've been kicking its butt, and things have been going wild due to a lot of clients and increased clients and my label and stuff. I've been on track to hit 1,000 records mixed this year. Yes, if you work 7 days a week, that means it's 3 songs mixed a day. And I'm going to tell you right now, some people are calling me crazy and that it's not possible, but I'm going to tell you right now, when efficiency is key and you don't sleep and all you do is work really hard and just stay consistent, it is possible. I'm telling you. I will show you my hard drives. But it's been a lot of fun this year and also very, very exhausting. And next year, I am definitely not even going to attempt even close to, I don't even think I'm going to do 500 next year. I'm trying to cut my clientele to less than half so I can charge much more and be able to afford to spend more time on each mix is what I'd like to do this next year in 2021. Also, another good news. This week, I had Lou was invited to do a session for Trey Songz because Trey, he helped build Trey's studio, home studio in his house. And Lou was unavailable at that time and asked me to step in. And I was supposed to be there for only one day. It went so well. And the team and himself were so impressed that I was invited back for another 3 days after that. And sounds like I'm going to be invited back soon again. So it's just crazy how these opportunities come. And I just want to say to anybody listening, like, I was just a nobody Utah kid. I still am. Like, coming from Utah, like, you can chase your dreams for real. I really do feel like I'm being blessed out here. You can call it whatever you want. Like, I feel like I'm being blessed. And I feel very grateful for all the opportunities that have been coming my way and for all the good that's happening in the world right now, even through all the crazy times, just small little miracles and small things and just kind people. People are kind. People are kind. Yeah, and there's also been a lot of, like, crazy stuff, but it's been one heck of a year. I'm really glad that we're able to close 2020 and all the stuff that happened this year. I want to say a couple things about the show. If you've been listening to the show, you will know about my love for this online website called FilePass. If you've heard of FilePass, FilePass is like Google Drive or like Dropbox. You can upload files, but it's made by engineers for engineers in the sense that you can upload a WAV file. It does not play back compressed audio like Google Drive and Dropbox does. You can, if you upload a WAV file and someone listens to it from the phone, they will be downloading and playing back the entire WAV file as is. You can leave time-stamped comments for revisions, and the engineer will receive the email of the list of revisions in a checklist form. So you can check off the revisions, and they're time-stamped and or not, and it's amazing. You can see which person in the band left which comment because each person can, and you can reply back to the comments. It's absolutely amazing. And you can actually, now they just added a new feature where the client can upload files. So I have a few clients that send me files by uploading to a specific link that I give them, and it goes into my file pass, and I really love it. I can't, like, for everything that I need, it's absolutely perfect. And I really recommend it. The best thing about file pass and the reason why I use it the most is because it is insurance. They have a feature where you could put up a paywall. They cannot download the file unless it's been paid for, which is amazing because they can leave revisions. And let's say they, for some reason, you forgot to have them pay up front. Then they can listen to it and let it burn in their inbox. And you can tempt them and they can't, but they can't download it. They can't download it. So it's insurance because it protects me for the money that falls through the cracks, which doesn't really happen anymore. But it can protect me, as well as it's really easy for invoicing clients, and it's amazing. I do a lot of for very, very select clients, I do a lot of pay after, and I use FilePass for that, and it's really easy. I just believe in my art so much that you're going to like it, and if you don't like it, I'm not going to make you pay either way. It's kind of one of the things that I believe in, so I really, really just enjoy it. And the reason why I bring this up is because I'm biased. I'm officially biased because we are officially sponsored by FilePass. Thank you, Brian Hood. FilePass is honestly, they're so awesome. And we have, we're going to have links down below so you can access and check it out. So, but for now, just go to filepass.com and you can check out their plans and see what it looks like. And it officially has the DK endorsement. Like, I love it so, so much. And it's one of my favorite pieces of software. I'm really excited to continue to use that and to be partnering up with them, for the next few months. So thank you so much, Brian. You have a great product and we're going to be talking more about that later. But let's see what else has been going on this winter holiday season. We have been working our butts off in the Mix Studios. Me and Lou, we own a studio together, if you did not know, in North Hollywood, California, and we officially opened up a second room. Yes, so we have opened up a B room in the studio, and it's a little bit smaller than the A room, obviously, but it is awesome, and we're going to get some new PMC speakers in there. Shout out to Spider for being one of the nicest reps, audio reps, that I've hung out with for a minute. And we're going to be getting some speakers out in the B room. And I'm really excited for that as well. You can see pictures of that. And you can follow the studio Instagram page at inthemix.studios. We've been working really hard. And our interns have been working really hard. And in the bonus episode that you'll get to hear if you listen to that, we have Danny, our lead intern. I think that's kind of what we're calling him right now. He's been around for 2 months, but has been working his butt off completely, and is just like he's just done so well that he has a lot of leverage, and we've given him a lot of responsibility. And if he left us, we would be sad. So that's a good position to be in as an intern, and he did it only in 2 months because, my goodness, he's a hard worker. Love him, love him. And one of our newest interns, Sloza, she is a live sound engineer and a mix engineer as well in the studio. And she is just absolutely incredible as well, has that same awesome energy. And we're really excited. There are two of, now we, I think we have 7 interns officially. And we're going to have to, you know, lay some ground rules of how many people can be in the studio during Corona. We have to be very careful. We've been taking precaution. We've been wearing masks. We've been wiping everything down. Because at the end of the day, these bigger studios for these larger labels, they're closing down because they're corporate, you know, they're corporate things. But these artists, people still need to record. So we've been doing fairly well because these label sessions just keep coming. And then even though we were the backup, we kind of become the primary over time. And it's been... So we've been sneaking into the market quite well, especially for a brand new studio during the middle of a pandemic. We're really proud of everything that's going on. I'm mostly just mixing in the back room. Sessions. Most of our income is coming from post-production and remote stuff. And it's been awesome. I really, really, really love that. And we'll be coming out. One of the secret projects we've been working on is... we're creating sample packs. So sample packs as in not just like a kick drum or snare drum sampler and something like that. Now we're making sample packs of compositions. The idea is instead of sampling from a vinyl or from, you know, CD or something like that where you can get sued, we would create samples that you would download that are either songs or compositions of some kind that you can sample in your music. But since you paid for it, you have the rights to it, you can actually use it. Some of our samples are really weird. Some of them are really cool and intricate. Some of them are super simple. And we'll probably be giving some away for joining our email list or something like that. But right now, and we will be selling them as well. We're in the preparation stage. We're still creating the packs and getting the concept ideas going. And it's just been a very fun project for all, for everybody here at the studio. Also, another great news is MixingMusicPodcast.com is now available. MixingMusicPodcast.com is now available. I have three pages, the landing page, which just talks about the podcast. And if you are wanting mix feedback, this is important. If you are wanting mix feedback, we are no longer, unfortunately, we will no longer be able to continue doing direct mix feedback via email. You can go to our website, MixingMusicPodcast.com, and there's a webpage where you can request for some mix feedback. It is a $20 fee that we're going to start implementing, and we're going to be doing them once a week, going through all of them once a week. And I just this last week alone, I probably had about 60 people to respond to, and it's just a little bit tough. And so I'm trying to cut down the number of people, but maybe even try to monetize it just a touch. And so if you'd like to support the show, or if you generally just want some feedback, feel free to go to MixingMusicPodcast.com. Also, if you are wanting to apply to be a guest, MixingMusicPodcast.com has a webpage so you can apply to be a guest. We are looking for people to interview at times. We're not really an interview-based podcast, but sometimes we do, and it's a lot of fun. If you feel like you have you know, relevant news or relevant story, or you're the boss of a company or some sort of achievement, or if you think that you have some value to give to my audience, the audience, y'all, then feel free to apply online. There's no promises. We're not kind of, you know, nobody's paying for placements or anything like that. We're just kind of just looking at people. And if you seem cool, we'll probably hit you up. If we don't, no hard feelings. Anyway, yeah, so that's kind of it for today. Lou would be here with me. He was supposed to be here with me, but it is actually about 2 a.m. in North Hollywood, California, and I am very tired, and Lou was supposed to be here earlier today, but unfortunately his thing got caught up. He's helping out Keisha with some social media stuff, the Versus battle, I think, that's going on. And unfortunately, that thing went a little bit longer than he had originally planned, so I ended up doing it by myself and then also hanging out with the interns, which is a super crazy episode. You got to listen to it. It's so fun. You get to find out a little bit of my personality as I kind of hang out and hang loose for a minute. But anyway, I hope everybody's having a great holiday, spending time with family and friends, and staying close, staying safe, wearing masks, whatever you need to do. On that note, happy mixing, my friends, and stay saucy.
1, 2, 3.
If you'd like to take advantage of my free guides and online videos, please check out links.dekmixes.com. That's links.dekeimixes.com. Are you trying to find the perfect distribution platform to get your music on Spotify and Apple? I personally use and love DistroKid. Go to mixingmusicpodcast.com/DistroKid to get a small discount and get access to a platform with unlimited uploads for a yearly fee. Happy uploading and enjoy the show.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.